The news was hard for some to believe. Two Jacques, the second oldest restaurant in New Orleans, plans to relocate. But it is happening, and when that move is complete, the question may be, do people still believe in Two Jacques? At least we have time to get used to the idea. Two Jacques plans to stay put until renovations are complete next summer at its new home, and it's a short move, a few blocks up Decatur Street, still in the French Quarter. But the implications are far greater than the distance. This move is shaping up to be a test case for what actually defines a restaurant's identity, and whether a restaurant's character and personality can be transplanted. What goes into these intangibles? Is it the physical space where memories are made and reside? Is it the particular dishes, the people who work there, the people who congregate there, the changes and workarounds that accumulate over time, the touchstones that endure through them? I think it's a blend of all these things, and in different circumstances, their relative importance and role can toggle like the control knobs shifting the soundboard to tune in the right pitch. Now, there's no example that neatly matches Two Jacques, because its history is so long, going back to 1856. But history is about more than dates. What keeps the great historic restaurants of New Orleans from becoming historic exhibits is the way that people use them. They animate them with their celebrations, personality, their loyalty. That's what gives any tradition its relevance and meaning. When Two Jacques relocates, it will keep serving its famous brisket and its shrimp remoulade. What role it serves in New Orleans, what role it plays in our restaurant culture, that will be up for New Orleans itself to determine. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
Now we'll meet again. Don't